The space agency has received one more look at a plan to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. NASA has already abandoned that plan for a dramatic fix-it mission involving an unmanned robot in space. Two independent reviews said that rescue was likely to fail. Now, a new internal assessment has given high marks to the same proposal. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA's current plan is to steer Hubble down into the ocean 4 or 5 years from now. The agency thought about sending astronauts up, but former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe said he didn't want to risk lives. NASA officially also declared dead the idea of sending a robot up, but it allowed research on the possibility to continue. Late last month, an internal assessment called a preliminary design review concluded work on the proposal seemed to be going well. A letter provided to NPR summarized the review findings, quote, "Congratulations are due to the team for reaching this milestone in such short time and with such success." Ed Rutberg is Hubble's deputy program manager.
There were some rave reviews in terms of A+, couldn't have done better. I don't remember exactly what the quotes were now, but yes, there were quotes like that from individual review team members.
The letter raised some concerns, but said so far the project looked viable. One concern about a robotic mission was that it would not be ready in time, leaving Hubble dead, frozen, and broken in orbit. But there is little good news on that front as well. Every time scientists test Hubble's batteries, it looks as if they will survive a little longer. The last drop-dead date was at the end of 2009.
The most recent measurements show that we may do a little bit better than that. So we're talking about an extra 4 months, maybe, something like that,
giving a rescue mission a little more time. Others still think sending a robot up is dicey. Joe Rothenberg, who served on a National Academy of Sciences panel that took an earlier look at the Hubble options, says he still thinks sending astronauts up is the best option. NASA's next chief may be sympathetic to that idea. The president has named Michael Griffin, whose background is in engineering and space science. John Logsdon directs George Washington University's Space Policy Institute.
It's the kind of decision that is tough. But the White House has nominated a man that does not shy from tough decisions.
Griffin will appear before a Senate committee for his confirmation hearing today. He'll likely be asked about his plans for Hubble. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.